AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military says it seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil today. The Defense Department released video footage of U.S. forces on the deck of the oil tanker Majestic X, which was seized in the Indian Ocean. This comes a day after Iran attacked three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz, capturing two of them. The Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors are set to meet today in Washington to discuss extending a fragile 10-day ceasefire that began last week. In southern Lebanon, local authorities say three separate Israeli strikes killed at least six people and injured others. Israel denied carrying out one of the strikes and did not immediately comment on the others. Iran's exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi was splattered with red liquid as he left a building after a news conference in Berlin. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Pahlavi was leaving Germany's federal press conference building on Thursday when the incident occurred. He appeared unhurt. Police said the liquid appeared to be tomato juice. The alleged perpetrator was immediately detained by police. Pahlavi, who has been in exile for nearly 50 years, is the son of the former Shah, who was so widely hated that millions took to the streets in 1979, forcing him from power. Pahlavi is trying to position himself as a player in his country's future. I'm Karen Shamas.
President Trump's acting attorney general has signed an order reclassifying state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The move is a major policy shift long sought by advocates who say cannabis should never have been treated like heroin by the federal government. Wall Street gave back some of its gains this week, and oil prices climbed above $100 a barrel as prospects for peace in Iran remained shaky. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. The top-seeded Pistons ended an 18-year home playoff winless drought, beating the Magic 98-83 in Game 2 to tie their East first-round series. Detroit coach J.B. Bickerstaff.
If we play Pistons basketball, we feel like we can beat anybody.
Spurs forward Keldon Johnson was named NBA Sixth Man of the Year. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Flyers scored three goals in the second period in a 5-2 win to take a 3-0 East first-round series lead over the Penguins. MLB, Max Fried struck out 9 over 8 scoreless innings to lead the Yankees to a series-clinching 4-1 victory over the rival Red Sox. The Mets snapped their 12-game skid with a 3-2 win over the Twins. And college football, Alabama gave coach Kalen DeBoer a 2-year contract extension worth up to $12.5 million.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.